Thank you very much. Restorative surgery of the face deals with mainly with the surgery of the facial skeleton. And I like to speak about the evolution of maxillofacial surgery from reconstruction to restoration of oromaxillofacial surgery. Reconstruction with vascularized osseous, osteocutaneous, and myocutaneous free flaps are now the standard techniques in plastic surgery today. From the functional point of view, there are shortcomings because there are three principles: the closure in severe defects, the obturation of pneumatized cavities, and the reconstruction of a bony framework rather than restoration of anatomy. And these procedures result in a bulkiness preventing functions. You see here three examples: an intraoral bulk, a sinus bulk, and the bony bulkiness. It's possible to correct this by a stepwise procedure. We achieve these results extraorally or intraorally, and for example, we could publish a complete new technique of tongue reconstruction and reconstruction of the mouth floor by an external oblique muscle free flap. The surgical concept of like with like restoration, I like to demonstrate this with these two points: reconstruction of functional and aesthetic maxillofacial conditions by like tissues means that we restore form, aesthetics, and functions, and these represent an inseparable unit. Achieving excellence, we are about to enter a new era of composite tissue transplantation to follow these guidelines. And this was the keynote lecture at the symposium on prefabrication and prelamination of free flap reconstruction in the year 2000. And he repeated this statement at the International Academy of Oral Oncology in 2013. Like with like restoration and concept surgery unifies two aspects: the reconstruction with like tissues, three identities of size, form, and tissue structure, and additionally, the skeletal rearrangement as the facial disfigurement goes in parallel with the extent of the tissue deficiency. And therefore, we have to do some orthognatic surgery with reconstructive surgery. And if you follow these guidelines, you have to do concept surgery, not a surgery from the free hand, concept surgery that follows a predefined objective, a detailed operation plan, and includes accurate postoperative controls and a critical scientific analysis of the critical result. On this topic, we organized in 2007 an international conference on aesthetics follows function. The surgical methods in restorative oromaxillofacial surgery, now stepwise, under the view that if there is a flowing transition between tissue deficiency and the tissue defect. First, osteoplastic reconstruction of stekplasty of the alveolus and for osteoplasty in tertiary clefts. We tried to restore the skeletal anatomy of the alveolus, and we published this 2014. Then the prefabrication of and prelamination of osseous grafts for reconstruction of large alveolar defects. This was published 2006. And then the step three, the complex prefabricated grafts. this gives the illustration of our prefabricated procedure. You see here the clinical situation, harvesting of the dermis after preformation of the bone and implant insertion. Then the dermis is placed over the bone, and as you see here, after this prefabrication, and then covered with Gore-Tex. In bigger cases reported later, we osteotomize, and this is vascular pedicled. And after a healing period of 3 months to 6 months, useful for a tertia cleft, we can transplant. Results of, and here you see the results here in, with a stekplasty. You see here that there is no, there is a mobile mucosa over the steks. And on this is the publication, and here you see a complete attached mucosa by prefabricated grafts. Complex prefabricated grafts, the prefabrication for the mandibula in the iliac crest region and in the scapular region for the maxilla. Here for the maxilla, the first publications were in 96. Preformation again, then a dental arch of implants, then grafting of a dermis, coverage with a Gore-Tex, and then the reconstruction. Especially, I'm dealing with this publication in mid-phase reconstruction in NOMA. What can we achieve with this technique? Reconstruction of a pneumatized, lightweight skeletal structure with mechanical stability, establishment of a stable inner lining of cavities for sinus cavities, nose cavities, establishment of a gingiva that is resistant to masticatory loading, and sealing the implant posts against the oral environment. Then the stabilization of the reconstructed midface when dealing with scary activity in NOMA, and an immunological point, prevention of graft inflammation. We found histological identitary cells, and Dr. Schaude will report on this scientific data. Prefabricated composite graft, here's the mandibular defect, here again the prefabrication, here the prefabricated graft in the iliac crest, and after harvesting, and after 16 years observation. Stable situation, very bland implant posts, nice masticatory attached gingiva. The same with the scapular graft, you see the pneumatized cavity, and here with the intraoral situation, it's a lightweight construction because this is not obturated. Here the defect before, this was in 2000 reported successful case in Vienna with obturation as mentioned at the beginning of my presentation, and this is the result, restoration of normal anatomy and reconstruction of a bone anchored bridge work and a nice maxilla. And in concept surgery, you have control your result. You see here the defect of the maxilla. It fits exactly in the middle. This is the remaining maxilla. Here is the scapula. The implants are in a parallel situation. A dental arch of implants reconstructed. And with this technique, we like to restore the skeletal framework of the midface in NOMA. Here is an example. Here the study with two stereolithographic models, one from the scapula, from here, then the second piece of scapular bone for the stabilization of the midface, and for reconstruction of the nose, the third part of bone. and the preoperative situation. Here, the preformation of the graft with a splitted dermal graft on it and with angulated microplates, a prefabricated nasal septum we needed here in the middle, and here the soft tissues before flap transfer, pedicled. Here's the prefabricated graft, here's the second scapular graft, skin graft, and myelin musculus teres maya. And in these techniques, it's very necessary and essential that the graft has to fit exactly. It has to click in place to be successful. Here the study, here the theoretical graphic illustration, here the publications in PRS 2008 for NOMA and before this. Here the midface defect, the construction suspended into the defect, the panoramic X-ray before, there's nothing and there's everything. And you see the clinical result after 10 years observation, it is stable. The nasal septum is in the middle, the dental arch is given, the bridge work is in situ without any inflammation. And the early result, the publication on stomatology with Denis Montaton, Professor Montaton as editor of our last 2008 meeting on NOMA, and now the late results, you see that there is a shrinking on the nose, although the skeletal situation is stable. But we think that the support, the skeletal support, will help to reach this long-term, achieve these long-term results. Now, regenerative medicine is a process of replacing, engineering, and regenerating human cells, tissues, or organs. This is now the new approach. And McCarthy was the first who established destruction osteogenesis in maxillofacial surgery and was the first to take the craniofacial surgeons out of the field of soft tissue and bone reconstructions into that of tissue engineering. He called it endogenous inductive tissue engineering. And we did it with prefabricated grafts. The details on the biological process will be reported by Dr. Schaude, and the destruction osteogenesis and histogenesis will also hear the mechanical situation. We cut, then you get here early cells, and here these are the osteotomy lines in the maxilla and the mandibula. After 1 week, we destruct, and the biological pre-process will be focused by Dr. Schaude. The indication of destruction osteogenesis, can you see here? I like to report on one of these. It's first on the bone transport. You cut the stump of the bone, and then the fragment will be shifted 1 millimeter per day. And this is an example in NOMA surgery. These are 9 centimeters, 3 months destruction. And then it's possible to restore and to reconstruct the perimandibular and lower lip region by submental flap, local flap. And you see here the group, Dr. Schaude, my technician who is here, Thomas Hirsch, and the two anesthesiologists, and my partner from plastic surgery, Stefan Ruf. And this is now, as you see, a nice womanizer in the middle of other operated nice girls. The destruction of osteogenesis in orthognathic surgery is the next. It's possible to move segments over a longer distance, also in orthognathic surgery. and we reduce the need of bone grafts. The long-term outcomes are much more stable, and it gives the possibility of a three-dimensional rearrangement of the face, because a big advantage, especially in the transverse dimension. We published this in European Surgery. European Surgery is the journal of the Austrian Society of Surgery, where we are here, and you see here an example. The treatment protocol was a three-dimensional bimaxillary contourplasty of the face only by destruction osteogenesis, then orthodontic treatment, and then correction of nose chin together with Paul and with Shishakli, and dermatocosmetic finalization. Shishakli will report on this. You see here the cephalomatic planning at the beginning, and this should be the result of the planning. Here an example of osteotomies in the maxilla. We do it by minimal invasive approach now, and in the mandibula you see here during activation of the mandibula, anterior segment of the mandibula, and the intraoral clinical situation, and this is the result before and after. And we try to achieve this, and in detail will be reported by Dr. Shishakli. Then the restorative surgery in a bilateral cleft patient, reconstruction first of the nasomaxillary complex with a prefabricated composite graft, then conventional autognathic surgery to improve the facial profile and destruction osteogenesis in the transverse dimension. You see here the complex autognathic procedures, destruction in the transverse dimension, and in the sagittal dimension, the special type of surgery of subapical osteotomy combined with inferior body osteotomy. We did it very often because we like to preserve the continuity in these cases of the mandibula, because everything is mobile. Here the prefabricated graft replaced here, and this is the result, the pyriform reconstruction for the stability of the nose and of the maxillary arch. Here the 3D CT, and here the clinical situation and the split graft. In another patient, this is a prerequisite for aesthetic septorhinoplasty. You see here that the bony support is necessary for the situation of the symmetric ala base and for the symmetric dental arch. And these both factors are the preconditions to restore a nice smile design. And you see the patient after. Then at the end, restorative surgery in the aging face. We call it aging face syndrome. And the area of bone resorption with strong predisposition of the midface skeleton is in the region of the alveolus and also in the infralateral orbital portion of the orbital rim. Dermatocosmetic surgery fails to accomplish facial rejuvenation in patients with facial skeletal aging. Mendelssohn reported on this in 2012. Here our example. You see here the sagging of the face. Dr. Shishakli will deal with this aging. And the protocol is the reconstruction of the bony framework and the alveolar bone with the prefabricated composite graft, then two grafts. Then the contourplasty of the face by skeletal enhancing skeletal volume, and not only enhancing the skeletal volume, but also a correction of the skeletal disfigurement, and then a deep plane and sub-extended facelifts. Here the prefabricated graft, here is the mid-face destruction anteriorly. Here the studies on the profile, here the aged appearance, Hexengesicht, then here the mid-face advancement, the proportion studies on the proportions on optoelectronic analysis, and the patient before and after. Therefore, we think that regenerative surgery in severe aging will be, by induction of tissues, one of the future projects. You see the restoration of facial functions, providing a musculoskeletal balance. On the biological basis, will the, Dr. Schauder will report on the aesthetic aspects. Dr. Shishaki will report on this. And now, my conclusion, restorative surgery of the face. What means this? It means that the future of reconstruction lies in the science of regenerative medicine. The ability to regenerate lost tissues is a game changer in our specialty. And with this idea, we get a higher standard of reconstructive surgery in which aesthetics and function should be considered as an inseparable unit. And I think in the future, aesthetic surgery itself constitutes a part of reconstructive surgery. Thank you for your attention.